Amen. Amen. Would you take your Bibles, please? Find Romans chapter 5, verse 1. Romans chapter 5, verse 1. On Wednesday evenings recently, I've endeavored to preach a series called Rejoicing in Christ. And my text has been exclusively the book of Philippians. But I want to give you one more in this series, and this is from Romans chapter 5. Romans chapter 5. And if you look at verse 2, you'll find in the latter part of the verse it says, "Rejoice in hope of the glory of God." And I want you to consider tonight rejoicing in hope. Rejoicing in hope. Now, the hope that we have in the New Testament, it is not a think so or a maybe so. It's an assurance. Titus 1 verse 2 says, "In hope of eternal life, which God that cannot lie promised before the world began." Titus 2:13 says this, "Looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ." Hebrews 6:19 says this, "Which hope we have as an anchor of the soul, both sure and steadfast." So let's look at our hope tonight. Let's rejoice in hope, but let's read some verses. Let's start with the last verse of chapter 4. Look at that, please. Romans chapter 4, verse 25. "Who was delivered for our offenses," the Lord Jesus, "who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification," verse 1. "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. And not only so, but we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and patience experience, and experience hope, and hope maketh not ashamed, because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost, which is given unto us. For when we were yet without strength, in due time Christ died for the ungodly. For scarcely for a righteous man will one die, yet peradventure for a good man some would even dare to die. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Much more then, being now justified by his blood, we shall be saved from wrath through him." Verse 2, "Rejoice in hope of the glory of God." Let's pray. Dear Father in heaven, I surely appreciate the fellowship we enjoy one with another in this ministry. Thank you for our visitors tonight. Thank you for each one here. Thank you for those that have joined us by live stream. And I ask you, dear Father, to help us to rejoice in hope, come what may. Help us to keep our eyes on you. Help us to walk by faith. And help us to remember the joy that we should possess. Help us to demonstrate it. We ask in our Savior's name. Amen and amen. Let's look at verses 1 and 2. I'm going to call this our confident standing. Listen, our confident standing. Look at verse 2. "By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand." It's our confident standing. Verses 1 and 2, I'm going to call this confident standing. I would also refer to it as our position before God in Christ Jesus. In other words, if the Lord Jesus Christ is your Savior, if there has been that time in your life when you believed the gospel and trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, and tonight you know according to the Word of God you're saved, then you have certain benefits, you have certain position because of the Lord Jesus Christ. Not because of merit, not because of works, not because of you or because of me, but simply because of the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now look at that for just a moment. Verse 1 says, "Therefore," that's pointing back to what was just said in chapter 4. "Therefore, being justified by faith," notice justification, our standing before God, completely justified. Oh, dear friends, forgiveness is so good, but forgiveness is to be pardoned. Justification is more than that. Justification is to be cleared. It's to be declared completely innocent. It's a legal act. It's a judicial term. And justification means to be completely cleared. And what that means is if your confidence is in the Lord Jesus Christ, and if your faith is in the Lord Jesus Christ, and if you have been born again, then before God, you are justified. Your position, your confident standing is justification. And it's simply because of the grace of God. Look at verse 2. By whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand. It's the grace of God. And it's our confident standing. Notice, please, in the passage there is this justification. And then look at verse 1. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have peace with God. We're at peace with Him. Sin separates humanity from God, and sin separates each one of us from our Creator. But we have peace with God. Look for just a moment. Look at verse 10. I didn't read that far, but look at verse 10. For if, when we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more, being reconciled, we shall be saved by His life. Now, I want you to notice the reconciliation in that verse. Reconciled, that means the sin that separates me from my Creator has been paid for on Calvary's cross. And as my Savior is the Lord Jesus Christ, then I am reconciled to God, adopted into the family, and I have peace with God, peace with God. Now, dear friend, there's not a lot of peace in this old world. We enjoy more peace, really, in our own personal lives than most people throughout the world. There's not much peace in this old world. And there won't be peace in this old world until the Prince of Peace comes. But you have peace. Watch this, Christian. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. John 14, verse 27, Jesus said, peace I leave with you, my peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. Our confident standing, justification, peace. Notice something else. Verse 2, by whom also we have access by faith. We have access. We can come and approach the throne of God's grace boldly because of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our Savior, Christian, but He's also our High Priest. There's no office of priest in the New Testament church, but yet every believer is a priest. We're a priesthood of believers, and the reason that we can approach the throne of God's grace boldly is because of our Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. Hebrews 4:15, we have not an high priest which cannot be touched with the feeling of our infirmities, but was in all points tempted like as we are, yet without sin. Verse 16, let us therefore come boldly unto the throne of grace that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Now, my point is this, your position before God, and I've mentioned justification, I've mentioned peace, I've mentioned reconciliation, I've mentioned the hope that we have in that regard, but you could go on and say so much more, reconciliation, sanctification, adoption, there's so many things, and it's simply because of the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's your confident standing, Christian, it's your position before God, and brethren, we need to remember that. We seem to be distracted by so many things, and that is reason enough for hope, rejoicing in hope. That is reason enough to rejoice, to know that Jesus Christ has reconciled me to my Creator, to know that He paid it all, to know that all these benefits and so much more are available simply because of His finished work on Calvary's cross. That's our confident standing. But then I want you to notice, please, verse 3. It says, and not only so, not only that, but we glory in tribulations also. Now, verses 1 and 2, I'm going to call that our confident standing. But verse 3 and 4 and 5, I'm going to call that our current state. It's our practice right now. And look, we rejoice in justification. We rejoice in peace. We rejoice in access. We rejoice in reconciliation. But not only that, as we live in this life, we face trials. But we glory in tribulations also, knowing that tribulation worketh patience, and then it continues. I want you to consider that. If you really understand your position, Christian, before God, your confident standing, then you can also rejoice. You can rejoice with your current state or your practical place in this old world. And whatever you face, we glory. Look at that. We glory in tribulations. Now, admittedly, that's easier said than done. But it's right. It's right. Acts 5:41. They departed from the presence of the council, rejoicing that they were counted worthy to suffer shame for His name. 1 Peter 4, verse 14. If ye be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth upon you. 2 Corinthians 12:10, therefore, I take pleasure in infirmities, in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses for Christ's sake. For when I am weak, then am I strong. Our confident standing, verses 1 and 2, our position before God because of the work of Jesus Christ. But then, the life we live right now, our current state, tribulations, patience, experience, hope. We're to glory, we're to rejoice even in those things, but to do that requires faith, and to do that requires an appreciation of what we have in verses 1 and 2. Our confident standing, our current state. But then, the end of the matter, it is our complete sanctification. I read verse 9 early on. Look, much more than being now justified by His blood, watch this, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. We shall be saved from wrath. That wrath is future judgment. You read the last verse of Revelation chapter 6 is verse 17. It says, the great day of His wrath is come. It's a day of judgment. The great day of His wrath is come, and who shall be able to stand? And the implication is nobody. But wait a minute. Our future, our complete sanctification, we shall be saved from wrath through Him. Go back, please, to verse 2. It says, rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Dear Christian friend, when you see the Lord Jesus Christ, it will be in His glory. But that's not all. My second point is our current state. Well, it won't be like that when you see Him, because not only will you see Him in His glory, but you will be glorified as well. 1 John chapter 3, verse 1, behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore, the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not, beloved. Now are we the sons of God? And it doth not yet appear what we shall be, but we know that when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. That's our complete sanctification. And that's 1 John 3, 1 and 2. But then in verse 3, you come back to where we are right now. 1 John chapter 3, verse 3. Every man that hath this hope in him purifieth himself even as he is pure. Our complete sanctification. Philippians 3, 21. Who shall change our vile body, that it may be fashioned like unto His glorious body, according to the working whereby He is able to subdue all things unto Himself. Romans chapter 8, verse 18. Think about this. For I reckon that the sufferings of this present time are not worthy to be compared with the glory which shall be revealed in us. The old hymn says, it shall be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life's trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One look at His dear face, all trials, all sorrows will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. Our complete sanctification. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Romans 8, 35. Shall tribulation or distress or persecution or famine or nakedness or peril or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all the day long. We're counted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through Him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Rejoicing in Christ, and in this passage, verse 2, rejoicing in hope. Why are we to rejoice? Why should we rejoice? Our confident standing, our current state, and our complete sanctification. But there's a word in there that's just easy to pass over, and it's so very important. It's really the key to the whole thing. I mean, how can you rejoice about your position in Christ Jesus if you're facing tribulation? I mean, trials in life. And how can you rejoice and glory in tribulations, verse 3? And how do you know, and how do you have confidence about our complete sanctification? That word in verse 1 is faith, by faith. It comes up again in verse 2, by faith. The reason to rejoice, Christian, is because of faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and a confidence about what He has said, and to believe and stand upon those exceeding great and precious promises. That is to understand our confidence standing, our position right now in Christ. It takes faith to do that. But exercising that faith, that is thank and praise God for all that He's done and all that He will do. But our current state, it's going to take faith to glory in tribulation. You're going to have to exercise some faith. We walk by faith and not by sight. The just shall live by faith. And we are to exercise faith, our current state. But yet, our complete sanctification, once again, it takes some faith to really believe what is promised, and to rejoice in hope. Rejoice in hope of the glory of God. Rejoice in hope. Our position, our practice, our future, our confident standing, our current state, our complete sanctification. Whatever you face in this life, and I know there are hard things in this life. I understand that. I understand that. You're to glory, may I say, in the Lord, in tribulation. And you're to rejoice in hope. Stand with me, please, for prayer. The only way you can do that is to exercise faith. But that faith begins with what is called saving faith. And that is to receive the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior. To trust Him and to be saved by faith, by grace, through faith. Is that your testimony? I trust that it is. If you're uncertain about that, let me or someone here tonight help you. You say, I am really facing some trying times. I've got some difficult things. I understand. I can't say that I've experienced what you've experienced or vice versa. But I know that there are trials in this life. I know that in this old fallen world, I know the opposition and the adversity we face. And I know the things that God permits in our lives. They're not easy. They're not always easy. But we are to rejoice in hope. And let's endeavor to do that. Takes faith. Takes faith. Let's examine ourselves. And let's pray for these many requests. Our Father in heaven, thank you for our church family. Thank you for these days. These are good days. We've seen so many things happen recently. And we're so grateful that you're working in this ministry. If you give the increase, it's your ministry. But Father, we ask you to lead and guide and help us and use us. Father, help us, even in the trials of life, help us, my Father, to remember that we are to glory in tribulation. And we are to rejoice in hope. Father, please give us grace for this hour. Please help us, my Lord. I thank and praise you. Thank you for my church family. Thank you for those that join us by live stream. And I pray you just give us wisdom and grace and help us to see things as they are and help us to keep things in proper perspective and to glorify you in all that we do. Help us, my Father, remember this verse and to rejoice in hope. I ask you now to bless this time of prayer and invitation. And this I ask in my Savior's name. Every head bowed, please, every eye closed. Brethren, let's spend this time and let's pray.